Harper Audio presents Conviction, the Untold Story of Putting Jodi Arias Behind Bars, by Juan Martinez, read by Patrick Lawler. Prologue. On the morning of Jodi Ann Arias's sentencing, I woke up early. It's not every day that 7 years' worth of work comes to an end, and this was like the ending of a bad relationship. The only things left to say were the words that Arias did not want to hear. It had all begun on June 4, 2008, the day Arias's victim and former boyfriend, Travis Alexander, had been brutally murdered. And now, after years of motions and discovery, appearances and court dates, a conviction of first-degree murder, and two hung juries tasked with deciding whether Arias should receive the death penalty, we were back at the courthouse on April 13, 2015, ready to hear the sentence as determined by the judge. In the aftermath of the hung juries, the death penalty was no longer an option, but the judge could send her to prison for either natural life or life with the possibility of release after 25 years. Courtroom 5C of the Maricopa County Superior Court was packed to capacity, as it had been for much of the trial. There had never been a crowd like this in our courtrooms. The interest in the case was unprecedented. Maybe it was the attractive defendant and the handsome victim, or the fact that they were both Mormon, or the buzz about the kinky sexual relationship between them. Whatever the reason, there were always more people than there were seats, and eventually it had gotten to the point where people started lining up early in the morning just to get in.